Tell us a little bit about your company and what it is that you guys do.
Yeah, so Rendezvous is a full-service virtual reality platform that was specifically built and designed with social isolation in mind, which is obviously something that we're all experiencing right now. But we've been around for about 4 years, and what we've done is we've built an entire platform based on allowing people to connect through the power of shared experiences. So you can do anything from go on a hot air balloon ride to swimming with dolphins to going back to your childhood home. And you do this in groups of people. So we sell this into senior living communities where social isolation is at an all-time high across all demographics and where it actually really has a pretty tremendous impact on health. And we allow people to come together into these virtual environments, share these experiences, and then connect through them. So we kind of stimulate conversations, stimulate kind of these exciting moments through these magical moments, and really help people build connections at a time when it's pretty tough to do so.
So really interesting. I know the idea came to you out of personal experience and some experiences in your own family and watching some social isolation. How did you first foray into the marketplace? Because traditionally, it's not a market that adapts technology easily.
Yeah, we started about 4 years ago. And I will tell you that when we were first starting, this concept of bringing this cutting edge technology that 4 years ago, most humans like in general hadn't tried VR yet. And so we were talking about bringing this cutting edge, brand new technology to a demographic that everyone's like, no. Like we had a lot of people who were laughing at us. But the magic thing was, so, you know, based on that, we did a lot of user testing and we spent a lot of time in communities just putting headsets on people. And the moment that you actually get someone into one of these VR experiences and you see this magical smile just light up on their face. And like, it's like a light switch turns back on, like joy just comes to like straight to them. Like the moment you see that, you realize that this is the perfect technology for this demographic. But yeah, on a personal side, 100% started this because we had a personal experience. I actually grew up a lot in this industry. So when I was younger, I volunteered in a senior living community. I went to Duke and I studied cognitive decline in the aging population. So I spent a lot of time with people who are 65 plus, running them through like cognitive neuro paradigms and fMRI studies. And then we had a pretty unfortunate experience moving my grandmother into a senior living community. And you know, she fell into what we've started to understand is this kind of classic trap of social isolation, and spent way too much time in her room, and you know, went from being this brilliant, brilliant like nursing professor, brain cancer survivor, to someone who, you know, lost a lot of cognitive function way too quickly. And we started digging into the data, and you know, a lot of people think that, you know, loneliness is this unfortunate reality that just happens when you grow older. And yeah, it's sad. But what a lot of people don't realize is that social isolation is actually linked to increases in risk of stroke, in heart attack, in cognitive decline. You actually have decreased immunofunction, so you're more likely to catch a disease or catch a flu, or and it all together leads to about a 30% increase in mortality rate. So it's something that people think of as just sad, but it's actually leading to really, really high death rates. And the moment that we read that data, we realized that experiences like the ones that my family went through is really commonplace. We knew that we had to do something, and virtual reality just became our avenue.
So how do you engage not only, I mean, obviously your client typically tends to be in the senior community. So you go in and you give them a test usage of the platform and people's faces light up. I mean, I know I'm probably oversimplifying the sales process, but it would seem to me that, you know, you'd have to have that on-site user experience and watch them, you know, how people react. Is that a challenge to really get that first opportunity in the door? You know, and I imagine it's a diverse audience. You know, it's probably rec therapy and, you know, people that are dealing with people with cognitive decline, et cetera. But really, it would seem that the application would fit across the spectrum of senior care.
Totally.
Especially in today's world.
especially in today's world. I'll say, like, to answer your first question, the process of actually doing the sales cycle, like, yes, a demonstration is necessary. So we actually built out our platform to allow for remote demos so we can ship communities who are abroad, or like not in our backyard. We can ship them headsets and we run everything from a tablet here and then they're able to experience it. I'll tell you that the thing about senior living is that it always comes back to the core user, which is the resident, right? So anything like this, any technology like this, in order to make an investment, the people who run this, the community need to know that you know, it's not something that they get excited about, but it's something that the residents get excited about. So they need to take that headset. They need to put it on one of their residents or a handful of the residents and see the reaction. And time again, that reaction is just like heartwarming magic. It's truly like tear inducing a lot of the times.
In the environments where you guys have been successful and had significant deployments, how often are the headsets used by end users?
Yep.
Is
so
it daily? Is it a weekly occurrence? Is it a couple of minutes at a time? How do they engage with it?
Yeah. So it really depends. But our typical use case or base use case is a community will invest in about on average 6 headsets, and they'll run group sessions with 6 people. So 6 people minimum will come into the room and they'll do it. What we also have is a cast functionality. So it's all controlled from a tablet. So staff members controlling from the tablet, they can cast that to a TV. So there can be more than 6 people in the room experiencing it. They're just not all in the VR headset. But what that allows, it allows as many people as possible to become part of the conversations that just naturally occur based on these kind of interactions. And then it's our job to make sure that once our clientele invest in this technology, that they're able to use it for anything and as frequently as they possibly want. So we actually just in response to COVID launched a feature called Rendezvous Live, in which we have our internal group of experts leading VR sessions for all of our customers. And right now we have over 200 customers across North America. So twice a week on like a predetermined schedule, we'll be leading 30-minute long VR sessions where, you know, you're taking a walking tour of Italy, or you're looking at some of the like most beautiful like historic cars, or you're learning about famous scientists and their discoveries and going back to places that meant something to like people like Albert Einstein. And on top of getting these visual experiences, like we have experts teaching you along the way. So you're getting this kind of continuing education component. There's like Q&A, there's a lot of interaction. And like our whole team, like we have a product team and we have a community engagement team that are all focused on making sure that everything that we launch is something that's going to enable our customers to just keep delivering these magical moments. So we have communities who use it every day. We have communities who bring it in one-on-one sessions and we'll, you know, work with like 20 residents at a time. Like it's really expansive. And because this industry is so diverse, we really view it as it's our job to empower the staff of these communities to do whatever it is that they want to do and to deliver the moments that we want them to deliver.
So because we're all about entrepreneurs, let's talk a little bit about the initial development of the product, because it sounds as though you're a VR company that has now become a content manager, and somewhere along the way you probably had to deal with hardware and all those pieces. So tell us a little bit about your path and experience and morphing, I'm sure, pivoting several times, and it's a multifaceted business because of that.
It really is. We're definitely a platform as a service rather than a software as a service. I will say that the last startup that I was at before Rendezvous was a hardware startup, and I went through all of the pains of what it means to be a hardware startup. And like within that, I joined like right at the peak. I was employee number 40, like right after Series A funding. Everything was amazing. The team was excited. Like we had just like secured everything we needed. And then the whole company tanked in like 8 months. And, you know, when they say hardware is hard, hardware is hard. So when it came to VR, we knew
that continual cycle of engineering over and over again.
Yeah.
We got to move forward.
You want to make this one tiny tweak? Like, great. That'll be $250,000. And all of your current inventory is obsolete. So yeah, hardware is hard. And so we realized that we didn't want to ever touch hardware and that we were just going to partner with hardware manufacturers. So luckily Oculus was acquired by Facebook back in 2014 for, you know, $2 billion. And we started using Oculus hardware. We use Samsung Gear hardware. We're just recently switching over to Pico's hardware. So we look at hardware as a partnership opportunity when we don't actually want to touch it. We want to work with people who are really experienced with it. And then we have a full suite of software that manages everything from, you know, cloud-based content management to, we actually have a whole platform where family members can get involved and create their own content. So we have an integration with Google Street View. You can go and you can make like a life story for your loved ones. You can take them back to their childhood home, to the place that they got married, go on their, you know, honeymoon, the first house that they bought, the house that the kid grew up in, and do this like iterative life story, which is essentially reminiscence therapy, which is super beneficial, especially for people with dementia. They can also take 360 cameras, film events, and then upload them. So if there's something big happening in California, but you have a loved one living in a community here in Massachusetts, you can film it, upload it to the platform, and that loved one can, you know, put on a headset and feel like they're there. So we've built out an entire like integration there. We have a huge content pipeline. Like in total, I think we're something like 34 different like softwares, like all integrated
into one platform.
All integrated, really fascinating.
So as I was saying, it's really a multifaceted approach. And has this been an evolutionary process? Was this part of the initial vision of the company? Have you obviously learned from your end users and from your customer base? But give us the 30,000 view of the evolution.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, from the beginning, we knew we had to do it all. Like, because the senior living industry, like, we think about this demographic as people who are tech averse, we knew that we had to, like, any potential issue that was going to come up with using cutting edge technology that was designed for, you know, what people think of as video gamers, right? We had to make sure that all of that friction was removed. So the moment we took that as an approach, then it was like, every single opportunity needs to, like, it needs to be custom built. We need to make sure that we're really controlling the end-to-end process to make sure that this technology is going to be successful with this demographic and with this industry. So based on that, we're like, we're just going to do it all. And then we've been doing it all since day one.
Now, do you see expansion into other potential demographics or niches along the way? Is that what the plan is moving forward?
Yeah, I'll actually say that we have a pretty successful commercial partnership with UC Health, which is the largest healthcare system in Colorado. And when they were looking at what they wanted to do in VR, they were ultimately looking for ease of use too. So they tried a whole bunch of platforms. They're like, because you built your platform for this demographic that's so tech averse, like it actually works perfectly within the healthcare setting. So we've done a 3-phase rollout with them. We're in like 20 of their hospitals right now. And we've kind of evolved our thinking to really see the opportunity here as, you know, we can help anyone whose life has become limited. And our core demographic that we focus on, like in our brand, is really focused on people whose lives have become limited due to, you know, the multitude of effects due to aging. But when you think about cancer patients who are going into daily chemo sessions, when you think about, you know, just general immunosuppressed populations, like, there are all sorts of groups where, I mean, the whole world right now. Right?
Like, everybody needs a smile or an uplifting experience, right?
Everybody.
If reality is depressing, go to VR.
Go to VR. There has been a significant spike in consumer VR consumption over the past 6 months, unsurprisingly.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, along with alcohol, probably, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah. You know, probably some people do alcohol and VR together, you know?
Well, it might spawn a whole new industry opportunity. I look for partnerships there.
Yeah.
Fabulous stuff. It sounds like you guys are well on your way. Just one other question in terms of, you know, you say you've been around for 4 years. What was the development cycle to the launch cycle? How long has the company been, you know, obviously a fair amount of success. You're into 200 locations at this point, but how long has that path been?
Yeah. Luckily, our CTO, Tom Newman, was like, one of the first pioneers in VR software development. Like, he built some of the first early successful commercial apps and built the first Google Street View integration, the first YouTube player in VR. Like, he's insane. So we formed in June 2016 and we had our first paying enterprise customer in September 2016.
Wow.
So that tells you how fast we were able to move on the product side. So, you know, great, we caught a couple of early customers, but like I said, there were a lot of people who were laughing in our faces being like, this technology and this demographic, like there's no way it mixes. So it felt like we were pushing against the concrete wall for honestly like 20 months. Mm. Like it was just nonstop pushing. So we doubled down and invested in market education. You know, we were speaking everywhere. We were doing everything that we can, flying to as many places as we could with VR headsets, you know, in both of our hands, just like, try this, trust us, you're going to love it. And about 20 months in, people like the concrete wall kind of started finally moving, and we started getting some, you know, big enterprise rollouts. Just recently, we signed a deal with Riviera, who is the largest international senior housing operator in the world. They operate 200 communities in Canada, 300 communities here in the US, and a whole slew in the UK. So things have finally started moving. And the great thing about COVID, you know, the silver lining here is that everybody is talking about social isolation. Everybody's experiencing social isolation. And because of that, the opportunity for technology like VR that really allows people to defy distances and, you know, get past this 6-foot rule and connect through, you know, virtual experiences, it's just so much more salient. So we're doing everything that we can to evolve the platform and really, you know, tie in as many opportunities as we can.
Fabulous. Sounds like a wonderful ride, and wish you continued success. Our guest has been Kyle Rand, co-founder and CEO of Rendeavor. Kyle, if people want to get in touch with you or find out more about your product, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Yeah, definitely check us out on Rendeavor.com. Follow us on all social media. We're at Rendeavor Health. And yeah.
Fabulous. It's been a pleasure having you on Radio Entrepreneurs, and we wish you continued success.
Thank you so much, Jonathan. It was great to be here.
And we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.